Okay. I think we're going to come out with here with a bit of a yisayit, and the Selah community says it's true or not. We'll help them decide maybe, or maybe not. But well, at least it should be interesting. That much it should be. Okay, so Tatar Gava. I think many people have probably heard me arguing with certain in the life over the past couple of days. But it's important to remember now, what is the issue? What is Tatar Gava? What's the issue of Tatar Gava? I think that one certainly could say the Muskul Rishon, Parshat Varta the Gemara, is the question, is Metzias the good question? Does he rise or does he sink? Machoik is Rav and Shmuel, Machoik is Metzias. If you take something hot and cold, what's going to happen? Is the hot top one going to get hotter or the bottom one going to get colder? And the Parshat Metzias is he rises, Shmuel 1, Vizel, and the Parshat Metzias the Gazach. Now the Meir tells you, so the Meir of Allah is whenever you have hot on top of cold, it's not going to be Mavli Bekulin. If it's cold on top of hot, it will be. Because Metzias, then it'll get hot. This way you'll get hot. You'll end up with both hot. Another way you'll end up with both cold. No? You can understand that portion.
If the bottom one gets hot, then they'll all agree that the top transfers to the bottom.
Is that true?
That's what you're saying. It's a mysterious question. Does heat rise?
When you say it doesn't happen, it's not true. You didn't see it. Right. It didn't happen.
If you feel it, it got hot, then of course that's where the time was.
No, you're fooled. It wasn't really hot.
That's like when you check.
I mean, certainly it seems sound like they're saying the other way. What are you going to say the other way? Let's say the bottom was hot and the top one was cold. And the top one's still cold. Now what?
So if it's the Matthias, heat rises, so that's how did it get hot? Did not get hot. Maybe the bottom wasn't hot enough to do it.
When Shmuel said Tatar Gava, and now they have a din like both are cham, that's going to be even if the top one still feels cold?
It'll
be a machlekes between who and who.
I mean, the tzad that you're saying right now, according to the Muskul Rishon tzad,
right,
should only work if it actually got hot.
No one seems to make such a thing. Well, the Muskul Rishon from reading the Gemara and Rishayim doesn't seem to make such a chilk. So it sounds like we're saying if Kiyu is a Metzias, it's Kaveya Din. Since heat rises, the Mevela is, we automatically say it's the cause of look at the bottom one as having heated up the top one, even though we don't feel it. Okay, let's start with that. That would be the Tatar Gava tells me whenever you put cold on top of hot, it's going to be boilei bekulei because we look at the top one as if it became hot. Hagam that your fingers don't notice it. So who limits it? Did you see anyone yet who limited it? There are. But did you see anyone? No. So I'm saying a good Muskul Rishon for reading Gemara Rishayim and Torah B'Seis of Shulchan Aruch Shachtaz is that it's a blanket rule. Always cold on top of hot. It's going to be which is l'chayyur palanah l'chayyur minasvara minasech. Let's say it's minanimna. It doesn't make sense. Why should we say if you took let's take an extreme l'chayyur extreme case is let's say I had 1 ounce of yisur whatever it is leave all this in the heaven we get in the shishims and whatever but let's say 1 ounce of hatter whatever one I had 1 ounce of food. That was 1 degree above Yad Selah display. And on top of it, I put a 10 kilo slab of meat straight out of the deep freezer that's still 20 degrees below zero. And it's still frozen solid all the way through after it sits there for 5 minutes. It's hard to say that the tato was gover on the elyon, it was mechamamay, and now it is a dim like cham l'toy cham, which is the lashon of the smack. The lashon of the smack was, since tato gover, when you have saying it, onto Cham, now that it's Nasa Shtei Cham, it's Nasa Kecham Utei Cham. L'chayr is hard to say in such an extreme case. But he's not, L'chayr, the Shema didn't mention such a Chilek Udina, so what, but is it Mugbal to that or not? I think part of the reading is any time saying the Tavar Cham, and if they're going to come up with something that L'chayr sounds very ridiculous. So that would be maybe the Muskul Rishon, but L'chayr has to be wrong. And this was, first of all, because that reason, just like, because you come up with this extreme case, and L'chayr doesn't make any sense at all to say that the tile is Mavliya Bekule when it's still frozen solid. It's going to have a dimbishal when it's still Mavliya when it's still frozen solid. Saying this stuff going back, even more caution is, it's a general rule, I think everybody learns in Cheder already probably, is that we try not to make Gemara into a Machlekes Metzias. So to say that Rav and Shmuel are arguing whether heat rises or heat sinks is very strange. We're not going to really want to do that. And also, if you're saying that the tafel makes the elyon, it makes it cham, even though you don't see it's cham. So again, you're going to know, let's say I put the tafel was cham, on top of that I put one that's cold. So now you're telling me, even though you don't feel it, but now the elyon is also cham now, even though you don't notice it, your thermometer doesn't detect it. What's going to be now, I put a third one, another cold one on top of the middle one. So the middle one now is hot and it's going to be mevashel, mavliya, bekuli of the third one. If you're saying that it's nasa cham utay cham, so now the top one's cham. So now when I put the third one, I'm again putting tzayin on top of cham.
Then there's
nothing. We'll keep going. Yeah, we'll keep going with oil. It's l'chayr, it's not shayach min asvar min aseichel to say such a thing. Fine, so I've been noted to say that there's more. Well, listen, so I think it's posh. I think it has to be posh. Whether or not we're going to stay with, say it's a metzias or a din, but I think it's posh that l'chayr you should have to say that the only need in the tatagrava where we're going to say that the tachton is macham and the elyon is when in the royis that the tachton does get hot. Hagam of the chametz das is not so. I looked at it again. You're right. The chametz das is not so mashma that way. It sounds like he's saying al tzmagliya bekulays even if it didn't get yatz, the tachton didn't get the yatz elyon. But I guess you have to see it got warm. It's not still soft, frozen solid. But if those are the Chavez Das says that if the, he says that, no, he also seems to be saying to himself, I still didn't get clear the Chavez Das. The Chavez Das seems to say like this. First he says, Tato Gavar is le'inyin blius, not le'inyin really getting hot. In other words, Tato Gavar tells me that the tachton is mavliya bekulay of the elyon, or the other way around. If the bottom was hot, the top was cold, it's gonna, the itzah will be mavliya bekulay of the hatter. It doesn't tell me that the hot one really, the top one really got hot. The top one, it's only telling me about blias, it's not telling me about real chayim. But then he seems to say, unless the top and taki got the yadzilah in this play. If the top and taki did get the yadzilah in this place, then it could even cook a third one. It'll even be lovely to cooler the third one. So first of all, it seems he's changing his mind whether Tatogov is only for Blius or is also for Matzias, for heat. Second of all is, from the ice sphere, it sounds like he's saying that if it got to Yadzim Leathers, but then it will be, then we will call it also half that it could be Machan in the top one. Mahmoud, that thing he says Mavliya Bukula is even if it didn't get to Yadzim Leathers. But when he started off saying that the Tatogov is only Le'inyin if it's Mavliya Bukula, that's even if it didn't get to Yadzim Leathers. L'chayra, though, he's not going to say that the top is still frozen solid. L'chayra, but he doesn't tell us any gather what's the. We're going to have to get to Pashim to... Yeah.
Why? In order to ask for it, has to be that's the one or something else.
First he says the whole din of Tatogov is only when you bleed. First he says the whole din of Tatogov is only when you bleed and has nothing to do with heat itself. Okay. I mean, so, then he seems to say, unless at the time, then he seems to say, if the top one got the answer, but then it did become up. It's not 100%.
Does it mean the answer? Yes,
the Chavez Das is still Tzorch here. It seems to be sweaty. But that's not what he says. He first says, though, din of Tatog Gova is only Le'inyin Blius, not Le'inyin Bishon. And then he says, but if Tatog got the answer, then it will be. Then it will be Mechal and Mechir. So it's not that Tatog Gova is only talking about Blius. It is also talking about. So then, what's the limit? Anyway, so I think I mentioned the previous year in Akdala, and people have probably been talking about this, but I was made that I wanted to say, and I'm not 100% sure if I wasn't chayzer from that, to a certain degree at least, or at least agree that there's a big machlokes on it, but I wanted to tie it, so again, I think it has to be shavu l'chol nefesh, I think it should be muskum l'kulei alma, although I'm not 100% sure it's going to fit in this Chavez Das, that the whole meat in here is only going to be l'chayra if we see that the Elyon Taka was Nischam. Maybe you'll say to me Nischam, but doesn't have to get the Yatzil at this point. But you'll have to at least see that the Tachton was Poyo on the Elyon. If you take the extreme case, like we mentioned before, you have 1 ounce of Cham, but Cham meaning Ledina Cham, it's 1 degree above Yatzil at this point, and on top of that is 10 kilo of solid block of ice, and it's still, and after you put it there, it's still a solid block of ice.
And the bottom cooled
off. So I don't think that, I think to me that's partial. No one in the world is going to tell you on that the tatograph. And that's not the need. That's not nichnas in the shayla b'chol.
Why is it extreme?
Because
solid ice.
Why not?
It's
solid
ice.
Show me some tichelot. If you're saying tatograph, it means it's automatic. It's a zeris akosif. That's different kavish, because kavish is a liquid. The havaras time comes out, you think liquid. So it's no liquid. But here we're talking about if tatogava means a shtei mechamin. If you tell me tatogava means shtei mechamin, even when the top one still doesn't seem to have been the schamin b'chlal, so mali if it stayed room temperature, mali if it stayed at 20 below zero. If you're going to...
So that's
the difference. I can.
Why not?
If you're telling me we say tatogava, even when we don't see that the tato was goyver at all, was mashpia at all on the elyon. So what's the difference exactly with the temperature was? If it started off at 30 degrees Celsius and it's still 30 Celsius, or was it going to stay 30 below zero Celsius and it's still 30 below zero Celsius? I see the tato was not poil on the elyon. How can you say it became like cham or tai cham?
My point is that they have, in your case is also different because you have much wider than the small amount.
Okay.
Not necessarily
the same. Yisroel
says
it's a dust, but okay.
It's a dust.
Okay. Yeah. But that's also because of contact. That's because they're not touching in the whole place. But I'm saying, so let's say it was a tall, thin pool. Let's say I had a long stick of meat, exactly the width of the...
So I'm saying, I was going to ask, maybe that is just like a machlekes by the width, maybe there's also a machlekes in the coma.
So what's the shear?
No, each one has to be connected. If you want the bottom one to answer the top one, it also, this one's 3 inches thick, so but the top one can't be 2 feet thick. Then it's not
going to go
that
big. You know, I hear everything you're saying, I hear it as well. The question is, where do we find it? You know, I mean, there are people who speak about it, but the question is, where are they coming from? It just seems to be Poshet Menas. It seems to be Poshet Menasvara is that if Einenu Rayis, the Tata was not Mashpia B'chlau on the Elyon, it's hard to say Tatogava. It's hard to say that anyone would say Tatogava in such a case. If it wasn't Mashpia at all. Whatever the Gedim not Mashpia at all was. So then you're going to start saying, well, so we have to. So to me, it seems that the whole need in here has to be the question is, we see that the part of the Tata was Mashpia on the Elyon. I want to know what do. How do we look at it from the status of Halacha? Do we look at it as a din? Is it a din mechamot teicham? Or hagam is much better. We know there are certain things we know from the previous sif. L'moshul a klisheni. You can have a klisheni. Like if you have a klisheni, you have soyledes boy. It's valei not mevashel. According to many rishonim and acharonim, it's not mafu mavliya either. Hagam that it's hot. So you see that to a certain degree, for sure, bishul maybe in avars is going to require a certain dinim. It's not just. Pure, it's not just pure metzias of heat, l'chayah. So Ramele is, the question is here, when I see l'maisa, so to me again, it seems to me that it should be poshut, that the shayla of tato, the nidin of tatogavar is, einenu rayis the tachta was mashpi on elyon. I see that the tachta and cham made the elyon that was cold, warmer than it was before. I don't know, it has to be Yadzal, it doesn't have to reach Yadzal at this point. But as if I see what's Mashpia, now I want to know what did. Do we give it now a din of Cham to Cham, or does it still apply? Two separate things. There's a Tzayin and a Cham. And as the Preterer explains, which I think is important, Yisayin, for anyone who didn't see it, which I don't know if anyone saw, is he explains what's the Pshat. The Ramah wrote the case of you two Chatiths, one next to the other, or one's hot and the other's cold. And it's Mavli, this is Mavli, but they creep in there also, from this event. So Preter explains. He asks Q, why don't we say that? But the tachtin was mitzan in the elyon. So what? Maybe it should be bekulay. So he says no. He says because the smat told me two extremes. Q. He told me when I tzaynin al gabe cham, it becomes both cham. When I have cham or tzaynin, it becomes both tzaynin. When they're side by side, it blinds one's hot and one's cold. So the pretext means the hopeful. In order to be Mavliya Bekulay, it needs to be the both are hot. Not pshat that in order to only be Kinei Klipa, I need to have been Mitzan in the Cham. That was the Washam Miyuter in the Smak Batsim. The Iker is, according to Pritari, the Beitzer is explaining the Rambal, Ufayz Muchos, is that if it blinds Tzayin and Echam, the Bliya can't come more than Kedek Li. Agadah would want to be Mechadish Ken Zayin, that, this is the Chiddush I promised, just, this is the Horeh Derech Agav, is that that the Mogen Avraham and other places can say, this is what they're saying, the Kedek Klipa is a Chumra Ba'alma. Ken Zayin, that Kedek Klipa that's a Chumra, that's always a Chumra, is talking about Davka, where it was Chama Gavi Tzaynin, and the Tzaynin was Mitzanin the Elyon, but we say Adin Maker Neil Mivla. Until it got cooled off, it was still Berei or something. So that's only a Chumra. But when they're side by side, and the hot one is going to blind hot, nothing's cooling it off. It remains hot while I look. So then could be the Klipa is going to be Nikar Adin. It's only when the Tzaynin was being Mitzanin the Cham, then we're going to say it's a Chomer Balma. But if they blind Pop, Ken Zayin will be Mikra Adin.
What were you saying? So if you have
a Cham on top of Tzaynin, yeah?
Tzaynin became hot.
Okay.
So
no, because if we say Tato Gover, that means that Tato could still have a Din of Tzaynin. Hagam that we see it got warm in degrees, but it's still a cliche. If there's a Din of Tzaynin.
So in case of Iyar Shalukwa, if you do
could be. Again, this is my Chia B'Matzi, I don't have any right to it, other than I found it written somewhere, which happens to be my notes from last month. Matzasi Kosov. By myself. Anyway, that's Tamahor. So in order to have Tatogavar, it seems that we're saying is, that the Pritaria is saying is, in L'Cheres Mucha from the Ramah, in order for Tatot Cham to be Mavliya Bekula, it requires that it gave the Elyon a Din Cham also. Not in the sense of Zichr, you'll need to give the Elyon some kind of Metzias of Cham L'Chayra. You can't give something that's a solid block of ice a Din Cham L'Chayra. But so the question I wanted to tell you that L'Chayra, the Ikar is the Din. The whole thing is only talking about where Taka did get to be. That's the letters by Rahab or whatever it is, whatever exactly the gather will be. And the question is if it didn't nischam and mekleishin or didn't kilu nischam and mekleisheni, which isn't mavliya bekulay. And the only here is in demon. That's what I wanted to tell you. And I argued about that forcefully with some people for a while. I'm not 100% convinced of that because I have some rayas maybe, but I have a lot of kashas on that. Just, for example, Lokis, one thing we have is the Marshal talked about whether we say Tatogav or Bekelim. So what's the chilk? If it's telling the Gabri and the Metzius, so then it'll depend. And if you're going to say Kelim or metal transfers heat, it conducts heat better than food, okay, that might be true. That's not the Svar the Marshal says, but Marshal's Svar is anyway difficult to understand. It's sort of pure. But Marshal doesn't limit his chilk to Davka Klematachas. Clay eights and clay charis mucharim do not conduct heat any better than food does. So to say that they're going to get hot more easily, the metzias mucharim is not true. So to say that the marshal is coming out did maybe would make more sense. Okay, to be mechal between kelim and oichon. Okay, also zelotzad zel we mentioned. Fine, and also the chavas das is mavliya, but it's not mechal. Okay. Also, the Prichadosh, also another case, similar case mentioned before, is the Prichadosh talks about the other way. Let's say I had a bottom that was cold, and on top of that I put a hot one. So, Midin Tatogava tells me the Tachta was Mitzanin Me'elyan. Now, let's say I went ahead and put a third one, another cold one, on top of the one that was originally hot. Is it going to commit? Is it still hot? Did it? Why say name? It's still hot. Can it be now Mavliya Bekulay of the third one? Or do we say no? Tatogavar, it became tzayin. It became cold. The Prichadosh says it could still be Mavliya Bekulay of the third one. Why? If we say Tatogavar, it'll be.
It's
only going to be Baleik the Klipa. The rest will be cold. The rest will have gotten cold before the Bliya got there. Have a din cold. At least it'll have a din cold. But it's even that din is only like the Chavis Esrei which is linyan blias. It's not saying not only is it not saying the Metzias got cold, it didn't even lose its din of Klirishon that it could be Mavashal and Mechamim or something else. So that sounds like L'Chayr. So those were a couple of L'Chayr that we're talking more about din. However, as we mentioned, the Chavis Esrei is not Yeah, the problem with the he said the other way, if it did get to Yad Zeh Ledes, but it will be Lamash the third one. Oh, so now we have some interesting doings. So now, these are some things we mentioned. There really are Marmakrimas, so some things we mentioned is not being Simas HaKadmoinim. For example, there's a Das Kedoshim, Taka said, the Das Kedoshim in Sadi Aleph. No, I didn't find the Sefer Ram this time, though, so if anyone wants to see it, I don't know where it is. What? I don't know. Das Kedoshim. I don't know. What? Ah, sure it's an Ah. I don't know what it is. It's on Shulchan Aruch, I think. But it doesn't seem to be printed. Now, I looked in the Alchemist Farsh in the back of the Friedman and the Fund.
Dershowitz put a few Dershowitz, but it's not printed in that thing,
the Das Kedoshim,
but it's not.
Ah, yeah?
It's not in the regular
Dershowitz.
But I think he only put the part of.
On Yichud. Ah.
But it's like something that's a
saber
that's.
It's brought down, but it's not clear. Okay. Yeah, I saw this from quoted also. I think I saw it last time around. And so he says that, and I think there's other Achmanim also say it, is that he says that if they have to be at least similar in size. If the tachton was much, much smaller than the elyon, so he said, no, for me, it's not muchach, the tachton would be greater than the elyon. Now, if we're coming to say that's din klimishin, deep din klisheni, I don't know what's together, what's mokum l'chalot, if it's coming more out from the tzis, so he's telling me, so you have to be mishayi the tzis. If the tachton was mechal the elyon, good. If it was too small, if the yachas between them was too small, so it's not like he's saying more of the tzis, the gazach.
So what
cares
about the size? Just say, did it go?
So neither of that bother me. Why does he have to tell me? If the Tznai Rishon is, it has to be the Lamaisa in that hot. So the could be that it could be because we don't know how hot the Elyon has to get. If it wasn't Mashpi at all on the Elyon Luchayim, it's Toshit. We don't say Tatogama. But let's say the Elyon got a couple degrees hotter. So I don't know. If Tatogama goes with that, it's Mashpi. It has to. So he's not. It's not Mucha. If it was small, the top one was much bigger than that. It's not Mucha. What's the gather? I don't know.
Either way, only the bottom of it is going to get a few degrees.
It's a summer problem. No one seems to address that. What?
Why was the bottom
of this?
That's like mine. Mine is different. It's Nisari. It's hard to bring a ride from mine. Who is that for Gush? It's not Nisari. There's liquids which aren't Nisari. Yeah, mix is working for me.
Leave it there for 10 minutes.
Stay there for whatever.
Mix is
really good. Yeah, the feeling there.
Just like
that,
it's a
heat.
I
am.
It's a little bit.
It's a
question. Before he's achieved, Agnes Raya is something that takes time for Bishop. Right to the Chabudi de Nilish Tekko. Because it's not in the second before it was Messiah, it should have been the Stash.
It was Mechalab.
Right.
It's not us.
I declare Klippo by, but we're not going to declare
Klippo. That's mine.
What?
That's what's mine.
Well, mine doesn't have to declare because it's misarif. So I'm saying, but.
Just
said it.
I hear it's misarif, you're saying. That's the voice. That's the whole voice.
The comments is
too much.
The Maisa, the other friend, doesn't agree with the expectation. Like, he's more over the same part, but he's. What?
He said, but that's not much more.
Why?
He says the difference.
He's talking about how much contact it has. He's not talking about. It could be the top was. He's talking about the top was much wider. He doesn't talk about it. Maybe it was very thin, though. It's not clear. I saw the wash in the Sevetor. I went back. I don't think it's Mucha from the Sevetor. I hear the Natiya, but I don't think it's Mucha from the Sevetor.
Yeah, but it was the same weight. It was just more spread out.
Right. The Sevetor, if it's not Mucha, the top one was bigger. It's just that it was wider.
It's coming inside. It's squeezing through. The top one is squeezing bottom.
He's going there. And he was the one who said he rises, though. He wasn't the one who said
nothing.
Yosef Mavim.
And that's what he says. Because since Mavim.
Also, Marshall said another. Marshall said that if it's Al HaEgel. Also, with Kamas, another place where Kamas comes up a lot is in Sadi Beis. It talks there about if there's a Ramon Sadi Beis Zion. Also, the same Ramon talks about Nizchal, he mentioned the previous Sif. Talks about if there's a little milk spilled on the shayish on the floor, and you put your hot fleshy pot on top of it. So really is, the milk is the tatara. It should be geiger on the alien. It should only go k'dei klipa. It might ask for the pot. The pot will need agola, but the flesh and chalons inside the pot should be mutter, because a lot of places can say not like that, because the big hot pot is going to be geiger on the tiny drop of milk. Assuming everything, all the issues of shishim. But there's a lot of places in the tzadik beis who seem to say also, we're going to go, when the alien is much bigger and very hot, because it was just coming straight off the fire, that it will be geiger on the top.
But they'll be making that you don't even go on your pot.
A character being machmer that you have to throw in the chalent also.
No, but if you have shishim against it.
If you have shishim, if you don't have shishim.
No, if you have shishim, though.
You're still on the pot because the chayshim first went to the pot and asked it before it went on.
The
kedera
is cold?
The kedera is cold.
So you're saying that.
Well, so it's not
so
easy. No, the kedera is hot. The kedera is straight off the fire. The milk is cold. So the tatar is tsayim. The milk is the tatar tsayim. But the pot is much hotter and much bigger than the milk. It's very hot and it's much bigger than the milk. It's a little puddle, whatever it is. So if you're going to take Zeres across the Tatar Gavar, it should only ask for Kedei Klipa, which means it'll only ask for the metal of the pot itself and not the food inside the pot.
So maybe in that case, when you have
Kedei Klipa,
you're saying like...
So you're asking the whole milk, but why are you going to ask the chalon inside the pot? Why is it going to go more than Kedei Klipa into the pot? That's the problem. The problem's not on the milk. The milk's not going to be off. The milk's going to be off because you guys are saying probably the whole milk is only a Klipa thick. But the problem is you're zifflin' after a shishim negative Klipa there if you need that. But the problem is the other way. Why is the milk, why do so many Achrayim at least told the milk's going to go all the way into the pot and ask for the chalent itself?
Well,
much more than
Klipa. The pot was able to go down to the Klipa, so then it brought it down.
More than Klipa. So in other words, you're saying the Cham, the Elyon Cham was goyver on the Tachtin and made it Cham Mutai Cham.
Okay, what's wrong with that though?
Then what? Well, generally, we don't say that. Generally, we say the general rule is Muskarishan is the Tatar Gavar and not the Imar. Elamai is saying here that when the Elyon is very hot and is much bigger, it is greater on the Tachtin. It makes it hot.
I'm saying the Tachtin is only a Klipa, right? And we agree that the Cham Tachtin is the Lashon of the Klipa, so now the whole body is Cham.
Well, we don't say Tatar Gavar. When we say the Tatar Gavar by Adamaker Miyam Mivlo, we're not saying that the Elyon is greater on the Tachtin, like a Klipa. We're saying till the Tachtin is Matzliach to be greater on the Elyon, it will first have this big time, it'll be Blias, it'll go up to maximum Kedei Klipa.
But Kedei Klipa, it's not going to cool off before Kedei Klipa. What's going to cool Klipa? It's hotter.
No one says that. No one says that it's going to become hot. No one says that the Elyon makes the Tachton hot Kedei Klipa. It's just there'll be some Blias that will go in until it succeeds in cooling it off.
Then the Blias are going to go back to the Tachton.
Kedei Klipa.
Why are they going to go back?
The Kedei Klipa is going to get mixed in.
Another Luchay Raya is that they talk about if the Tachtin, which was the Tzaynin, wasn't really so Tzaynin, it was really Yatzer Lezbeir the Klishayin, had a Din Tzaynin. So there are places, I see I didn't write here in these notes who it is who said it, but look at my notes again, if people want the Ma'amakaymas, who say in that case we will not say Tatar Gavar. In other words, the Tatar that has a Din Tzaynin, but it's really hot in a Klishayin, will not be Geiver on the Elyon, it's really Cham, because the mice are both Cham. And again, it sounds like a Metzias. If we're going with Dinan, the Tatar Tzaynin, that should be Geiver, and it should make the Elyon into a Klishayin also. But there's another place we say we don't do that.
The Dirtmouth brings the run,
yeah,
we're going to say Plagovic, not Plagovic.
Right.
So by cliche, we do not say Plagovic, no matter what temperature.
Because in order to be Malkin, one of them is to be a cliche, it has to be Plagovic. But I'm saying, what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying that it's the run.
What's the match?
Is calling the run.
Yeah.
In order to say that Plagovic, you have to have a
cliche. Right.
Even if you have a cliche on the bottom, right, even if it's very hard, but...
He's talking about the run, the run most probably is saying, if the bottom is a cliche, you have to say run this way,
right,
and the top is mamish cold,
right,
so then it won't be mecham and the to make it also
yatsa
ledzis. Right. But he's not saying that the bottom is cliche and the top is clean reshain, that the bottom will be makara the alien. I mean, the bottom one is a cliche. The bottom is a cliche yatsa ledzis boy, the top is a clean reshain yatsa ledzis boy. If we're going to come up dinim, we should say tatog gavar, and the alien gets a din of cliche also. We'll lose it in clearishan. And we don't, at least according to many questions, we don't say that. Me'igach is, I guess, someone who wants to argue could say, but ba'adrach, if it's Matthias, what do you need to tell me that? Obviously, if they're both Yad Zelenis, boy, I don't need to talk about them. The fact that we even have to speak it out makes it sound like it isn't. Okay, I'm saying it's going to be the mice. Obviously, in any ways, they're both going to be Yatzelenis. The whole thing is going to be Yatzelenis because they both started off Yatzelenis. So if it's all telling, getting a Mitzias is getting to Yatzelenis, but it's not much for that way either. Otherwise, it will be the Chiddush. What would I need him to speak out? I don't remember. I have to look at my notes. Actually, I forgot to write it here on this page. Fine. Also,
your two studies are basically that if it's only in the Messiah, so we're going to have to go ahead and touch the top. The top one has to have got warmer, at least warmer.
At least warmer, if not the Mamash Yatsu Levis.
And if it's only on Dinim, so then it really doesn't.
Well, no, I'm saying more than that. I'm saying everyone's going to agree the top one has to have warmed up. Sai, if you're saying Dinim, Sai, if you're saying Messiah, the top one has to have gotten warmer.
Okay, but.
The question is it just the Messiah? And it's just telling me, if the top one, at any time the top one got warm, then the Lamaisa was Boilei Bekulei. Anytime it didn't get warm, it wasn't Boilei Bekulei. And the whole Shaita Togavar is, if you weren't able to check the top one, if it got lost before you could check it, or you didn't think to feel it till after it had already, till hours later, and now obviously it's cold, but I don't remember Shas Maisa, so Togavar told me, the top one got hot.
What do you mean?
No, I'm going with it, sir. Rabin Shmuel, the Dina that we passed the Togavar. If the whole thing is Matzias, the Etzim is, Rav would agree that if the top, I see the top on left, he had to let his book, Poshim is going to be awesome. He's only arguing when you couldn't check at Peshas Maisa. You didn't know and check at Peshas Maisa, we're downing on it 6 hours later, there's no way being with our, what the temperature was Peshas Maisa. So
the top
of it. And
then you hold them
there? I'm saying when we're higher, there's a shikul smach to it from all these acharim, we're being machalat in the Matzias.
That even Rav would say in such a case.
Even if Rav out of it, but it sounds like they're all saying is that really everything here is a hasharon and umdun, and what's the mitzvah? Did it get hot or didn't it? So if the tzoinim either was very small or was klisheni, and it's very likely, it's almost muchah that it was mushba by the elyon and became hot. So we are going to call it cham l'teicham. We're going to call it cham l'teicham. We're going to say that the hot one was goiver, even though. It's or the other way around. If the cold one was much bigger or whatever, it's going to go by whatever one minasvarim and aum that it was going for. And Rav Shmuel is telling me when they're both be'erah, but Shmuel is telling me when they're both be'erah of the same size and the same differential off the borderline of Yadzei or whatever. So he's saying assume the tato is going for because he rises because of the duchka or whatever you want to call it, what was lashon machbid. Yeah, okay. That was partial. It's partial if it's cold. If it's partial, no one's going to say if it's freezing cold that it's Mavli Bekule. I didn't need to speak that out. We know it's not Mavli Bekule.
It sounds like something got warmer.
Huh?
As opposed to this is a din chayim. He just says, this is a din chayim. He says, chayim.
It sounds like
there's a change of temperature. This whole, the whole thing goes only when there was a change of temperature.
Okay, another nekuda is that this Vehetita was mechalek between Hak and Moliach. The Ma'ase says it's not like this Rishayim. But the Isra'at said that all this, when we say Tatogaba, that's only something that's hot, like hot from fire, temperature. But if one was Moliach and the other was not Moliach, so then we don't say Tatogaba. Now, if it's a din, if it's a Matzias, Lachayna goes without saying, and what's the mockum for the Rajb and the Ramban to argue on? Because, if I touch one salty thing to another salty thing, other than the mockum where they actually touch, it's poshut that the whole chatzicha is not going to become salty. So, it's true, but it's such a thing as Lachayna goes without saying, what does he have to be mechalik? And then unless you're going to say that Hogufa, that is the machlokes, this is that the Arach and the Rav and the Ramban who argue and say we do say Tatar Gavar, that they say it's a din and he says it's a metzias, but Chayyim Mashal, I would say that even Mashal Chayyim is saying it's a din, but even in din we're not going to say Tatar Gavar by Moliach. It's only the din is only said by Cha, but one could say Hogufa, that is the machlokes, this is that the Arach and the Ramban, I suppose. We also, the Chavos Das of the Prima Gobin say that if you had a cold piece of meat and you placed on top of it, let's say, a shput that was neschamen b'teicha or, it's not much glowing red hot, think of metal bar of Issa or whatever, that was glowing red hot, you put it down on top of the cold meat. So there, we're not going to say tatogata, and it's going to cook, it's going to be mavli b'kulay. Chavos Das, and Prima Gobin to stop the Chavos Das is double posh. It's so hot because it's so hot. It's probably going to go. It'll be going on the tach thing because it's so it's red hot. That's when we said the Elion's not going on the tach thing. That's when the Elion was a piece of meat or was a pot whatever. It was a piece of meat. The Elion was a piece of meat. So what was it? Or how hot was it already? So it's not going to be good, but if it was really hot, it was red hot, it was 1,000 degrees, then it will be good on the tachta. So again, it sounds like a metzius, because in din, if it's a din, so what's the din? It sounds like it's a metzius. Oh, also, there's a Beis Yitzchak. Also, he says, he's going with the lashon of this letter of machbid. That the reason the Elion is going to the tachta is going with the Elion is because the Elion is machbid on the tachta. So he says, if someone's standing there holding the Elion, not up in the air, but he's supporting the weight of the Elion, so it's not pressing down on the tachting, then we won't say Tatar Gavar anymore. Beis Yitzchak. Brought to the Dr. Chumai. What? I don't know. But I'm just suggesting, he says, the whole thing is, whether or not we agree with this din, but it sounds like his Havon and the Sugya is totally in the Metzias of whether it was was it mechamim? Did it have this kayach of machbid to be mechamim? L'chayr, if it's that din, did it get a din kli rishon or not? Did it buy the din kli sheni? L'chayr, it shouldn't make a difference if you held it up a little bit.
Is it like the rashbam?
Whether it was
from the station,
right?
From the station, the other one pushed
it. Yeah, I didn't get into that. It's not going with it. It was machbid. It was machbid, it's the pressure. When something's pressing down, so then it absorbs more heat from it or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Fine. But the emesis, it's even more because what?
I'm confused. What? Can you just explain to me? Why can't we say that a simple thing?
Go sit.
We're always talking about two similar sizes and width and height.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then we say over there that in those cases that you have Chan and Tzoyin, they both got warm. In both cases, whether the Chan was on top or bottom, they both got warm. But they have a Shai and Din. And it's totally on Din.
So
but all those Rayas that you have that it has to be totally on someone and the Netzias are coming to Rayas that it has to have some type of battle between the two of them. But you'll have, meaning that they have to be as opposed to the 10 kilo on the one end. So you see that. But the
Hanukkah
Pshuta is that they have to be a similar size.
But if it's a din that the Tachton is going from the Elion and makes it Cham, why do we care about the Metzias when it's a din?
No, it is a din, but it has to be totally somewhat on the Metzias. It's not stamina. It has to be a similar. It has to be a similar size. And then it's they have machlokes in there. Otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. I mean, if you have one that's frozen, something that's frozen, that's not a normal sign.
So where are you going to draw the line then? Where is the if you're saying it's a din, it's hard to know what's your shiluv of matzias and din. Where do we go by matzias? Where do we go by din?
Similar. That makes it
similar
size.
That's the sense. It's also a similar temperature because you're saying if it was a klisheni, if the tainim was really klisheni, the value was slavic.
And that's only
on din.
It's only on klisheni
and not
tainim. It's only on klisheni, even if you'll have one case where one was a klisheni on the bottom. And it was very hot. If we shiny on the top, which was very, it would be totally on the dinim. If we shiny, or it doesn't have to. It has to be sitting there for a while, like the food.
You'll have to tell me some other time. You tell me your nechabu. How you going to be mishalev the dinim and the matzis? Because I don't see how you're going to combine the two things. But for now, I want to continue.
But aren't you also combining? You just have to together. As long as you saw there was some change. In temperature, as long as there was a change, I don't care what the size.
I said, "Kuzma, if Tavton wasn't, well, which what you're saying? What I was saying that it should be Tully and Din originally.
It's Tully and Din, but you only apply the Din after you see a change in temperature.
Right.
That's what you were Mishalevet,
no? I was saying the top one. It has to be the top one got hot, and the question is, does it Din of Kli Rishon or not? Or Din more like Kli Shein? Din not a Din of Kli Rishon.
So that was the Din after you saw a change. Before a change happened, no pool and no...
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about. It's not hot. There's no question if it's a din kli rishon, din kli sheni. If it's hot, so then it's... Yeah.
So you could always end up having that change. When you have things that are similar size, you always have...
Why is it similar size? When you have the change. Because what's similar size? If there's a change, then it's hot.
Right. If it's just a fact that
the nidin doesn't start unless the aliyah lamais is hot, so yes, when all these different things l'chayra, there's no reason to speak them out. That's the starting. That's the alphas. That's the starting point. If the way I'm saying the din is, the starting point is the nidin is when the top one did get hot. What din do we give it? So then on that shayla, it doesn't make a difference the size or whatever. It's not going to change the size. Isn't going to change the din. The size is going to determine did we ever get to the point where I'm going to clear on the din. In other words, when you hear kli, we should go back to Sabbeis, for example. Well, my answer was Muslim by almost all the parts. If I have a kli rishon that was not yad seledas boy, poshah is not mavash. It's not even not for the mali. Because you can't talk about bishul on something that's cold. I forget how it's a kli rishon, but it's cold. Who cares? So by tatal gavra, the way I'm understanding the shita of din, if the elyon is cold, there's nothing to talk about with tatal. Did it get a din of the tachtein or not? Did it get a din kli rishon? Because it's cold. Who cares? Let's say it got a din kli rishon. It's a kli rishon. It's Sunday. Who cares? The shayla only starts. Oh, the top one got to well. What was looking for argument's sake? Yeah, the top one got the yatsum at this point. Now the shayla. Does it get a din kli rishon that's mafur umavliyah bekulay and it's maybe mavashol whatever? Or no, hagam that it got hot. Maybe even got yatsum at this point, but maybe it's a din like kli sheni or kli shlishi. Hagam that it's banish hot, but it's not mafur umavliyah. So no one's going to come tell me, oh, but that didn't have talk about, but that's only the gay if they were similar in size. My shy only started when the top one got hot. So now my shy was, didn't it again, I don't care about the size anymore. You're right, obviously the top one's still cold, so there's nothing to talk about. But they wouldn't come tell me, Achel, be mechalaka, they didn't have talk about that, if the alien was much bigger, or much colder, or the top one was much hotter, or whatever. You're not talking apples. That's all the alibi. We didn't start the shayla. You're right. About you're right. It's true that the value is so much bigger than it wasn't mushba b'chal by the tachton. We're not going to say that the tachton is bigger. But that's not because of tatogavar. That's not the sugi of tatogavar. That's plus that's the basis that tzayin. Even if it's forget what dinam it has, if it's tzayin, it's not mafal mavliyah. So that wouldn't come into the sugi of tatogavar b'chal. I don't see that. The are going to, but that's not what they're saying. They're saying didn't. We only say didn't have talk about when they're similar in size or similar in temperatures or when it's not an extreme in temperature. But according what you said, it's that's not the didn't have talk about. That's we didn't get to talk about.
I agree with you. I'm not so clear what you're saying. You're reading those
rayas. You know, let's go simple. What I'm saying is, Matthias tells me, according if it's telling Matthias, that means if the Elyon got to, for argument, just for argument's sake, but Elyon got to Yad Seledas boy, it's automatically, no matter what, going to be Machlum Avliya Bekulay. You forget that you can throw out the whole Sif and Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is all Hashon the Metzias. So Tov Avraham means did when the Elyon was Cham, the Tachton was Cham, the Elyon was. So the whole Shas here. The whole meaning is Sif Gimel is do I have Cham or Tei Cham?
If you have Cham on Sinai and the Rabban one guy gets let go, it's pushed to you that would be.
According to this, on the side of Metzius, if the one that was signed in right now is, if I went and checked and right now it's Yad Sir Levisboy, to me it's Pasha, according to the Tzad of Metzius, it has nothing to talk about as Pasha Shavli Bakulay. I see it, when I see that hot.
Even though the Tzad is Klishen.
No, Klishen is different. If the Tzad was the Klishen, it is different. If Pasha the one, if the other one that has Pasha, it's going to get whatever it did the first one had. Let's say. If
Metzius. If the temple is cliche,
yeah.
As
well
as the body,
it
was a real
yeah, well, wait, no, Shimon, you're saying good, but wait, just wait a minute, because that's what I want to say now, and I want to have time to say it. But wait, I just think that the racial clue, the question is going to be, if you're learning Matthias, so then how do we, the etzem is, Iri Kli Rishon, why does the Rashbam say it's not Mavashal, and even according to Ben Tam, according to Ben Baruch, let's say, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's only Kdei Klipa, that's also because of Tatogar. Right? The whole din of klisheni, the klisheni is not mavashal, is really sort of an extension of the iri, because you lost the maila iri had. And the tatogah, the kli, which was the tzainain, was going on the iri, which was hot, and now made it not mavashal anymore, it's a klisheni. But I understand, everyone agrees, we forget the chad b'chach masadam, but everyone agrees that the klisheni yad tse led this boy, is not mavashal, and many, klisheni yad tse the ikra din, is not mafalavavli either. But if it's telling Metzius, well, the whole din of klisheni, forget the whole din of klisheni and klisheni. Chazal kushav taisis l'doli, if it's hot, it should be machin and mavli yabakulay. If you're going to learn tatogav as mashum Metzius, the biggest problem with that is, throw out the whole klisheni and whole din klisheni. That's all telling tatogav. If it's telling Metzius, but it's yad tzei ledis play. Forget the chav masod is yad nirvis. Is it yad tzei ledis? If it's yad tzei ledis, it should be mavli yabakulay. That's sort of what you were saying, I think. Yeah, just building
on it. The Bible was saying, and the Bible was saying,
if you're going to go with a glad, pure Metzius is, you have to throw basically the whole bit of cliche. And the name is also, how could anyone, Zichar, how could anyone argue on the Chacham Sodom Ziyad Nichlis boy? And anyway, you're going to have every mile. So what it tells is, tell me, but even cliche is not going to stay hot long enough to be Mavashal. But then, with the Chacham Sodom's case, with Ziyad Nichlis, it is going to, or, so what, how can you argue? There it is, it's going to stay hot long enough. If the Metzias is going to stay hot, as long as the Klimishan stays hot, it's in the thermos, or let's say Dovah Gush, Haggadah, the Daiki Mesha argues in the Marshal's Metzias, the Marshal's Dovah Gush stays hot much longer. So I'm not arguing on his Metzias, but I think it moved from the words of Daiki Mesha, that even without it, even if he agreed with the Marshal's Metzias, he disagreed with his Din. Even if it was true that Dovah Gush stayed hot much longer than a liquid, he still would disagree that it retains the din of Kli Rishon. But again, if it's all telling Metzius, why? Because time Dovah Gush, Kli Rishon, everything is better. If everything's telling Metzius, which is maybe the Muskel Rishon of Tata, how do we get the whole Kli Rishon? How do we get into the whole Dovah Gush? Look how everything should be partial. If the Metzius is going to be hot, so it should be all Mavliya. So here's what I say. Here's what I have. Maybe my very big chiddush, which I'm not convinced is 100% true, but I want to tell you that both are true. It's telling Metzius. It's also telling Din. Comes on. Well, so because there's three. Let's say there's really three different nidoyim here. With the Indian bishul, kavishin, klishen, nidav, gush, v'chulu. One nidin is. Let's start with some. One nidin is Shabbos. Shabbos to bishul on Shabbos. Bishul also mentioned Tatogava there. Bishul is part of, in order to be Chayiv Mishul Mavashal, to be Oyvah Nisu Derais of Bishul, it has to be one of the Lama Tes Malachas, or told of one of the Lama Tes Malachas. Lama Tes Malachas are based on Melech Samishkin. Melech Samishkin has to be Melech Machsheves. You need a Malacha Chashuva. You need Derech of the Malacha. So in order to have Bishul on Shabbos, it has to be Derech Bishul. You'll need a Din Bishul. It's not going to be enough on Shabbos that it's very hot. So by Shabbos, it's very understandable to say that if you have a klisheni, even if it's Yad Nechvus by Lomazogin, but The way the Beis Yosef said, Klal Godel or Ruklishen is not Mamashal. Hagamah that might do Pulas, and that'll explain the Achronim who argued on the Chachmas Adam, even like said the Radvan, who said on the Rambam and Meisters, who said, no, there's a chiluk between Meisters and Shabbos. What's the chiluk? The chiluk's Pasha. Meisters is a Metzias. I want to know, did it get cooked up enough that it had a Gmar Malach by it? So that Klisheni Ad Nechmas Boy maybe does. But Shabbos, I need Malachas Mach Shabbos. I need Bishul Dumi the Malachas Mishkan. Klisheni never does that. Kimul, Chazal, whatever it is, like the Beis Yosef and Klal Godel Abu, Klisheni doesn't do a Din Bishul. And that is, it's very shayach. It's possible that if I take two foods and I put one reclamation that's 46 degrees Celsius, assuming that's Yatzel Edis, and I put the other one in a Klisheni that's 90 degrees Celsius, it's possible it could be that the one in the Klisheni will get more cooked to feed what we taste and what we see. But still, on Shabbos, that one's going to be awesome. He'll be chayav on that one, and the other one was mutul chatchila. Because Shabbos needs a dim bishul. And so Klisheni doesn't give me a dim bishul. Iri according to Rashbam doesn't give me a dim bishul. Dover Gush maybe doesn't give me a dim bishul. Tatogovar also, now the Nitin here is going to be, does it give me a dim bishul? Because Le'inin Shabbos, the Nitin of Avad is going to be, does it have a dim bishul or not? So it's going to be talking about the Elyon Tachet Gati Yatzel, that one or not, maybe it has a dim like Klisheni, and then Shabbos it will be Mutter. Nitin number two is Basa B'Cholof. Basa B'Cholof, we will learn when we get to some in Pei Zayin, is that Basa B'Cholof, when you mix the tamim of Basa B'Cholof, this is an Isser, because you can't mix the Abbonim to eat tam Basa B'Cholof together. The Isser Dereis of Basa B'Cholof is only when they were Nisbashel together. Nisbashel together requires, we'll see in Pei Zayin, Derech Bishel. The Rashit is even the Tigun, is not Dereisa, because it's not Bishel, it's Tigun. So the Shaila says, Tzli is Derech Bishel. Because it's not Bishul, it's Bishabbos of Adi Rechai upon it. But it's not Derech Bishul in Basa B'Cholof. So Basa B'Cholof requires also a Din Bishul. It means Derech Bishul is a Din Bishul. So Le'inyin Asrin Basa B'Cholof Midaraisa, weiter. Klisheni Yad Nechvis Boy, we have to know, does it have a Din Bishul or not? It could be, it will be like Shabbos. Dover Gush, we have to know, didn't Bishul or not, because anyway, Tzli is the Chassam Sofer wants to be Mechalk. Adam Thoyim, Sadam Thoyim, Sadam Thoyim, Chassam Sofer. But he wants to kill be Miyashiv on Dover Gush, that Le'inyin Shabbos, Tzli is a told of Bishul, so it'll be Chayim. And that's why the Magen Avraham asks it. Le'inyin Basa B'Cholov, there are Shittas that say that Tzli is not Derek Bishul in Basa B'Cholov. And there's no Tolus by Basa B'Cholov. So that's why Le'inyin Basa B'Cholov will say Dover Gush isn't Melash. That's a nice trap, but it's clearly not Pshat the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham stole Tzuri Yeredeh. His whole Makor to Asrin Shabbos was because Kosov a place in the Yeredeh. So the Chol of the Chassam Sofer, it's a Pshat, but it's not Pshat in the Magen Avraham. It's the Nekuda Derchag. But Le'inyin Basa B'Cholov derais to Asrin to be over an Isser. Also, the Isser to be Mevashel Basa B'Cholov. We don't do Bishul, is also only Derech Bishul. So it could be the Klisheni Yad Nechvis Boy, or Iru like the Rashbam, and Dover Gush, and Tato Govar. If it doesn't have a Din Bishul, it won't be also about, no, there'll be no Isser to do it. Someone wants to work, get a job at McDonald's, and he's making the cheeseburger, he's putting a slice of cheese on the hot hamburger. Okay, that could be a different argument, because if they didn't yet put in the Klisheni, so that could be, still has been included. Dover Gush, could be Lukui Amos Keklimishan, if it's still on the Shpud or whatever it is. But B'chayin, all those things you need, that Din Bishul. But we're learning Kufay now. Kufay is this of the Hatter. We're really learning an extension of what we learned almost a year ago. The Din of Kufay really is all a Heichat Timtzel to know Tam Ki Iker. Is there Tam Issa? I put a piece of Basa Hatter on my Basa Nevela. What was hot to others cooled? I want to know, is there Tam Nevela in my Basa Hatter? It's a Shayla Havaris Tam. Havaris Tam Luchayr is not totally in a Din Bishul or a Derech Bishul. Havaris Tam is totally in a Metzias. Havaris Tam should be totally in, is it hot or isn't it hot? So my Chiddush Otzim is I want a Taina that the whole need of Klisheni Yad Nechbiz Boyin Derech Bishul, that's all the things that need Derech Bishul. But we're coming to Isser Vehat and Havaris Tam, Luchayr should be totally in that then, and especially in Tatogavar, should be totally only in a Metzias. And that will explain the Marshal. The Marshal wants to say that the cliche, even Yatzer Levis, but will ask your kulay. Because it's hot, it's going to be Mamer Tam. On those who are chaylet, because why cliche? Cliche won't, like Taisa said also, cliche won't stay hot long enough to be Mamer Tam. But if I have a cliche that's Yad Nichbas, but it will stay hot long enough, so even those who are chaylet on the Chachmas Adam Le'inyan Shabbos, but they should be moided by Nevelin, in Kshero, because it's hot enough to be Mamer Tam. Here it's a Metzias, it's talking about Avaris Tam. Avaris Tam is a Metzias. So here, so also by Tatobah, if the Metzias is, the Elion was Mecham and the Tachton, or the Tachton was Mecham and the Elion Tiyad Selev, is by Lomar Zogin, Ruchayr should be partial to Kuliyam, that's totally Metzias, and it's gonna, it'll ask the Nevela will ask the Ksheira, even if it's not, even if in Din it's not gonna be the inclination, but for Lenin Kufay, Lenin Isser and Hatha, Shinobuzab, it shouldn't make a difference whether it's a Din Bishul or not. The only thing that should make a difference is, did it get hot enough to create a Havaras Tam, which is Lechayr, Be'ikr, at least totally in Metzius, and the Nevela is all these Acharim who brought the Rayas, brought all these different examples of one's much bigger, one's hotter, one's very hot, or whatever, the Kamus and the Echus, those all are going in the Kuf. They're all going to explain Kufhei Lamaisa, because in Linyan Kufhei, Linyan Avoris Tam from Issa the Hatter, should all be totally in Mitzis.
So there's a cliche
in Yom Kippur. So, but also just, I don't want to come up to Lamaisa, so what I call it, Nafkamin Ledina, because we are learning Allah Lamaisa besides Mondas, is Ledidin Yira, that let's say you have a, let's say that Elion is Chad, let's say you have Cham Al Gabe Tzoyne, and Einenu Reyes that the Tachtain got very hot from the Elion. Whatever it was, because it was bigger, because it was hotter. Kacha, I see the top thing got very hot from the Elyon. And what was Issa, what was Hefter? Not both of those. It seems to me, Poshut, that you're Mukhir to be Machmer on the top. You're Mukhir to be Machmer. I see a name who realized that one got hot from the other. Now they're both Cham. Now it's Cham. Metzius is Cham Lutei Cham. One was Issa, the other was Hefter. I think it's Poshut that you have to be Machmer. It's going to be at least, you have to be Machmer that at least Lechatkilu Legor from the Rabbis Klisheni. But could be even more than that is to be machmer that it was mavliya bekulay and kinyan rufin and he's died. Bekulay wouldn't say it, but what?
The big piece,
right?
The
bottom
is much smaller. It's
mavliya. Right. I think it's the exact opposite. Yeah. Okay, he's bigger. He's wider. He's. I think he's talking about contact area. He's not talking about.
Saying, so what? Saying massive.
Which one's head, which one's this
one? It doesn't make a difference. Yeah. But, again, he's talking about where the whole thing got warm. Though. I'll say he's talking about the whole thing got warm. He's going to think the whole thing got warm, I might say. Yeah. So even though it's not connected, I might want to say it's Gilu Balu, it went from where it's two steps. It went up to where it's connected, and then a separate step went to what's not connected. That it won't go, it's two steps. That's Gilu, I think, what he's coming with Fuka. In other words, I might look at it as it went connected, and then from there, a second step that spread out sideways, and that you can't do. I might have a hamid. It's two steps, and it can't do the second step. But much more, no, it's all one big step. It's all one chatich. It's all one big step. But if Avadi's talking about a case where the whole thing, the whole thing got one. Or again, the whole thing could be in a case where you weren't able to be met. You weren't able to measure the temperature. You didn't, but you measure the temperature of the tzayin, the previous tzayin. B'shas Meis, and now I need Nunda, I'm trying to be Meshayer, was it most likely hot or not? So then Gubi Tatogov tells me that in Stom it wasn't. If the Tainim, the Tatum was the Tainim, the Elyon was Cham, and they're both roughly the same size, so Gubi Tatogov tells me, in Stom, you don't have to be Choshish that the Tainim was Mecham and the Elyon, if the Tainim was on bottom. And if the bottom was the hot one, you have to be Choshish was Metzan and Mekulay. But if Einenu Reis, I see that they both got hot, doesn't make a difference Elyon and Tachtain, with an Isra Vahatr, not Bots Bechol, not Shabbos. And it'll be you should have to be nah. That's yeah, so that is for sure. Less than that,
so why did they bring
in
Klisheni?
Why
did they bring in
Klisheni? Klisheni, I said Klisheni of the Mechal, because Klisheni says it's a fun Sitzananois, but it's not going to stay, it's not going to stay hot long, not like the rad, like Nikra, like almost every Nikra din, is that Klisheni won't stay warm long enough to be Mafu the Mavli. Machmir Matnia takes time, as we'll see when Noel gets up to the issue of the Chamudi Daniel. But, so cliche might not stay hot long enough. The issue will be time. Without temperature, that's in the cliche is hot enough. That's the Mini. The problem is like this, the problem is not going to stay hot long enough. It's the Fanis and Sanitas.
Yeah, but Isn't that the Rashba?
Right, I was saying, even when you're defining some sound advice, it's good.
They're saying over there that it's totally un-cliching, he's not Mabasha. So it's over here, the cliching, he doesn't matter the temple.
You have to see what the Yesh Ayinu was talking about. Let's see what case he was talking about. If he was talking about Isavatus, you have to say he was talking about, because he's saying it's not going to stay happening, Guf is saying because it's not going to stay happening. You know? If it would be Adnichas, he'd agree. If it would be the thermos, he would agree. Or maybe he was talking about the Pesach Bechol, he was talking about Shabbos, and the Rosh was making Tzushtal. We'd have to see. We have to know who his Yesh Ayinu was and where exactly he was talking. Again, I'm asking this as a Chiddush, I'm not convinced it's 100% Muchach. But I think it's a Gishmak of Chiddush. But you have to prove, you proved me wrong. Go ahead, prove me wrong.
These things have been seen. For sure you need the dinim. If you don't have the dinim, so then you're not going to go ahead and go outside of the door.
I'm going to take the hatter now and give it to a Kfeirin and says, I taste the Kfeirin here. Is that you going to answer it?
What would be the sitting